Thank you, Mr. President. Today, I stand before you to address the issue of Shia persecution and discrimination in Pakistan and the world. Pakistan, a nation founded on the ideals of the Islamic unity and equality, has unfortunately become a ground where sectarian violence has taken deep roots. The Shia community, which constitute about 20% of the population, has faced relentless target killings. Many top Shia figures like Allama Arif Husseini, Dr. Muhammad Ali Naqvi were killed by Sipah-e-Sabha and Lashkar-e-Jangvi terrorists in Pakistan. In Quetta, Karachi, Gilgit-Baltistan, the systematic killings of Shias is still happening, whose only fault is their faith. In Parachinar, the Shia population is facing numerous attacks, blockades, and sieges by Takfiri terrorists. Other than Pakistan, in Afghanistan, the Hazara community, predominantly Shia, has faced over a century of discrimination and violence. Now it is worsened. In Bahrain, Shia colleagues and human rights defenders have been targeted, arrested, and prosecuted simply for standing up for their rights. Shia leaders like Ayatollah Sheikh Isa Qasim have been forced into exile, while Sheikh Ali Salman is in jail for a long time. In Saudi Arabia, the demolition of the centuries-old Shia shrine Jannatul Baqi in 1926 is a glaring example of the discrimination against Shias. Shias are forbidden for rebuilding the shrine and offering prayer there. We demand reconstruction of Jannatul Baqi as soon as possible. I urge the international community, United Nations human rights organizations, and government around the world to put pressure on these countries to stop the persecution of Shia Muslims. These nations must be held accountable for their action. Thank you.